This is my be moment, my moment to be still, to be fed by the word of God, to be grateful. So this morning, I'm remembering those times when I have felt like really God. As this week marks the 10th anniversary of Hurricane Katrina, I can only imagine that after the breach of the levees, many New Orleanians must have also felt like really God. Here's a short story that touched me in a special way. So the day before Katrina was to hit, Steve and his family evacuated in two cars. Steve, his wife, and two kids were in one car, and his in-laws trailed in a second car. As the interstate to Houston felt more like a parking lot, his son from the back seat yelled, "Let's turn around and drive to Atlanta." At this point, Houston, Atlanta, they were all the same to them because they knew no one in either city. For the first several hours of the drive, Steve said very little. He was worried about losing everything. He was worried about the families being split up. He was really worried about the indefinite stay in Atlanta and if he would have money to pay for the indefinite. But after the levees fail, Steve became very focused on housing for the families and schools for the children. The first house they saw for rent was ideal. It could accommodate both families, and the landlord was willing to give them a month-to-month lease. Now, during their meal times, they had, because they were all under one roof, they had very crowded meal times, but this led to them learning some of the silliest things about each other and bonding just in a very unique way. Steve says that final picture of his stay in Atlanta just gives him chills because in the final analysis, his house, office, son's school, and daughter's school all ended up being within a 4-block radius of each other. He could walk to each place if he needed to. He feels as though that 4-block radius was divinely designed just for him. And he says he no longer spends his todays worrying about his tomorrows. He just lives in the present moment. And my takeaway is that when I say, really, God, I think he's saying, yes, really. Yes, I'm going to let that storm rage on. But as he teaches us in Isaiah 41:10, it says, but do not fear, because I am here with you. I will strengthen you and help you. Finally, share this be moment with others who also desire to be inspired.